I'm sharing with you the second secret called the secret of lukewarmness. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 15. Revelation 3:15. Yes. I know thy works. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that wet cold. Oh, Charlie, change the translation. Change the version. Change the version. Yeah. I have knowledge of your works, that you are not cold nor warm. It will be better if you were cold nor warm. Next, 16. 16. So because you are not one thing or the other, I will have no more to do with you. Do you know I'll have no more to do with you? How many of you understand I will have no more to do with you? It's an English language. If you are in a relationship and the other person speaks this English, I will have no more to do with you. Broken heart. Oh, broken heart is coming there. I ever say, I will have no more to do with you. It means, Yajai, we've broken up. Yes. Now, one of the things God doesn't like. We all have things we don't like. All of you sitting down here, you all have things you don't like. Yes. That is why anybody here can be offended. Listen to the English I'm about to speak. Everybody sitting down here, young people, every one of you can be offended. Now, when you are offended, what it simply means is that you have set of rules. Every one of us have set of rules. It is not written down. It is with you. When somebody breaks one of these rules, then the person has trespassed. The person has offended. That's why when you break the laws of the country, you are called an offender. You have offended the law. Yes. You have offended the law. And so every one of us here can be offended, because you have your own set of rules. They are what you like and what you don't like. What is an offense in Togo is not an offense in Ghana. Togo rules are different. What is an offense to you will not be an offense to me. And so there are things God likes and there are things he doesn't like. And one of the things God doesn't like is somebody who is lukewarm. When we say you are lukewarm, we cannot tell. Like, a lukewarm person is a very dangerous person. Yes. And God is saying that, look, I'll be happy if you are cold. I'll be happy if you are warm or hot. But that life where you are cold small and you are warm small, I don't like it. And God says that if you are like that, and young people, we are good at that. Yeah. You are good at that. When we check your phones, do you understand? The videos you watch is a sign of lukewarmness. Yeah. The videos, the songs, your behavior, these are signs of lukewarmness. And you see, this one, it has even made the thing. No, give me King James of this, of verse 16. He says, so then, Because you are lukewarm and you are not cold, you are also not hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. I will spit you out. This is God speaking. If you are going to walk with God, listen to the secret. If you are really, boss, don't disturb my equilibrium. If you are going to walk with God, hello, I'm closing. How many of you want to go and eat? When did you come and you want to go and eat? No, when did you come? I just started the preaching. If you are going to walk with God, listen, I'm saying it in Latin. If you are going to walk with God, you must learn to be hot or be cold. Let God know that you are a cold person. Let God know that you are a hot person. But if you are lukewarm, God says he doesn't like you. He said, I will spit you out of my mouth. I will spit you out. Yeah. It is called the secret of lukewarmness. Yeah. There are some foods I don't eat. That doesn't mean those foods are evil. Yeah. When I visit you and you give me rice, jollof, those type of food, I'll pretend I'm eating so that you don't get disturbed. If the meat is finished, I finish. Yeah. But to somebody here, jollof is a big deal for you. I mean, it's a big deal. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. I went to have a camp with Pastor Peter. And they brought us banku. I don't want to show you the time they brought the banku. Then he was saying, it's late. I said, bruh, it's late for you. They brought the banku 2 a.m. I said, it's late for you. I washed my hands. I ate the banku 2 a.m. and I slept. No. No, my stomach is still like this. No. He says he's a rice person. No. Those rice, anything rice, take it out of my life. Yeah. There are things you like, and there are things you don't like. God is saying that I don't like somebody who is very deceptive. Jeremiah 48 verse 10. He said, I don't like somebody who is deceptive. Some of you are singing in the choir, but you have a boyfriend. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. And cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of you. Even tomorrow morning, I'll be here. Tomorrow morning, I'll be here. I'm not afraid of you. Tomorrow morning, I'm coming here. I'll preach again. And I'll preach in the evening too. I'm not afraid. Cursed be he. If you are going to walk with God, find out what God likes. Find out what God likes. But I am sure he has said that one of the things he doesn't like is lukewarmness. Lukewarmness. God says he's not happy about a lukewarm life. He said, when you do that, I will spit you out of my mouth. I don't like you. You can ask all the people who have married. There are certain type of people they don't like. Yeah. Some people don't like short. Most ladies don't like short guys. They don't say it, but I know. Most ladies, they don't like short guys. Yeah. Recently, I was talking to I was talking to some ladies and I was asking them what they want. The specs. One of the girls told me that she likes a guy who plays a musical instrument. It's like, if you can't play any musical instrument, you are out. You are out. You are not part at all. Yeah. Another girl told me that the surname of the guy is very important to her. The surname is very important to her. It's very, oh. He said the surname is very important to her. Yeah. Some people, the tribe is very important. The tribe. Very, very important. Yeah. So, these are things you like. Even you, human being. You as a child, there are things you like. Some people, the color of the lady is very important. Very important. Yeah. Yeah. God, I mean, when I was choosing, I chose a colorful one. Amen. Colorful. When there's light off, I will not struggle to see. Yes. I chose color. Everybody say color. Color. Ah, you are black. The girl too is black. Then your children become charcoal. Oh boy. They all become this way chocolate drink. They are here. Yes, you share. Yeah. God doesn't like a lukewarm person. He says it. He said, look, above all things, I don't like a lukewarm person. If you are serving God, serve him. Girls, if you are serving God, serve him. If you don't serve him, to go out. This type of, you do small here, one of your leg is here, one of your leg is here. I mean, what type of life is that? What type of life is that? You come to church 4 weeks. We are not looking for you. And we have not gone to find you in a certain boy's room. Then we have brought you. And then we talk to you. You stay small. Then you go again. Then the Asafuache is your boyfriend. You go. What are all this? What are all this? The Wulomo in the area is your boyfriend. Then today you pass here. Tomorrow we are looking for you. Next time you have gone here. They said your man's teacher. You have gone. What is this? What is this? What is this? What are all this? You are serving God. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Psalm 100. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Verse 2, he said, serve the Lord with gladness. With gladness. Serve the Lord. It's a victory secret. If you know this thing now, your life will be better. Yeah. The struggle most adults have is because they don't understand this thing. That if you are going to walk with God, you must be hot. Very hot. You are hot or you are cold. One day, a certain man and their wife, they came to see a certain pastor because they had marital issues. Do you want to know what the marital issues? Do you want to know what the problem was? When they came, the man started talking and he said, pastor, we have crisis in our house. And the pastor says, what is the crisis? He said, the problem is that my wife, she has been serving me hot food. That's the problem. My wife, everybody say my wife. She has been serving me hot food. Then pastor said, is that a problem? The man said, yes. The pastor said, are you sure? Then they asked the woman, do you serve your husband hot food? She said, yes. Then the pastor asked, why don't you like hot food? The man said, me, I am the husband of the woman and the owner of the family. I said, I don't like hot food. Then pastor told the wife, when do you cook? So I cook around 4 o'clock, 4:30. Then he asked the husband, what time do you come back from work? He said around 5. Then pastor told the wife, when you finish cooking and your husband is not around, dish the food, open the freezer, put the food inside. When he comes back, remove it for him, serve him, and let him eat. Then the man said, pastor, God bless you. Clap for pastor, clap for pastor. Pastor, God bless you. Yeah, he's an anointed pastor. Ever say, pastor, God bless you. The marital crisis up to today, it has been solved. Yeah. Yeah. Because most of us, our problem in the house is that the food they serve us is not hot. But this man said that he likes ice block. Ice block. Yeah. May you be hot for the Lord. Listen, in our church, we don't eat bola. We don't eat this year, we don't eat bola. That is why you can see that what I'm teaching you is a teaching by my pastor and our pastor. Yeah. We eat what our father cooks for us. Yes. And as part of the requirement, in this church, if you are hot, you are hot. You cannot survive if you are a lukewarm person. No, you can't survive. And you see, because God doesn't like a lukewarm person, if you are serving him deceitfully, he will never bless you. He will not bless you. So some people have been in this church for a long time and they are not blessed. You are not blessed because God doesn't like a lukewarm person. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yeah.